Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the weekly podcast for Southern Oregon. I'm Alice Lima, broker here in John L. Scott Real Estate, beautiful Southern Oregon. And this week, we're going to be talking about the year-end predictions for home prices. We just got some updates from many different financial institutions. And I want to show you this chart that we scooped off of KCM, Keeping Current Matters. They compiled several sources and put this in an easy to read graph. So it's comparing the original forecast from late last year, right around Christmas 2022, to the current forecast. And it has to do with prices. And it's interesting because what we're experiencing out in the field as real estate agents and buyers and sellers is that the prices are stabilized or ever so slightly going up. We don't see a big price spike coming just because the interest rates are so high. The buyers have absorbed an enormous amount of that interest rate increase. The sellers have absorbed some. But here, I just want to point out that across the board, Zillow, Wells Fargo, Home Price Expectations Survey, Morgan Stanley, Fannie Mae, everybody thinks we're either going to be stable for the end of 2023 prices, or we might even be up as much as 5.5-6%, looking at Zillow and the American Enterprise Institute. So what does this mean for Southern Oregon? Every week I do a stats analysis for our three counties. That's Jackson County, Josephine County, and Klamath County, and it's on a separate video. You can go to my YouTube channel. It's also on our newsletter if you're getting that. But every week we're tracking, and the prices are in fits and starts trying to go up. The days on market are stabilizing or going down a little bit. We don't have a ton of multiple offers on properties anymore, but we do have some. And just last week, we sold three more million-dollar properties in Jackson County. And our foreclosure and short sale closings are super, super low. So you put all that together with a shortage of listings, and that's what's kind of trying to push the prices up. The interest rates are holding them down. And then there's just general apprehension in the market on both sellers and buyers and investors, just not really sure which way things are going to go. But you know what? I'm here to say it doesn't look like we're having a crash. We've been saying that for quite a while. So if you're waiting, if you're buying and you're waiting because you think the prices are going to go down more, they might a little bit, but it's going to be neighborhood specific, and it's going to be the kind of property, if it's move-in ready or not. That seems to be the real clincher for pricing. Is it move-in ready? Is it single story? Does it have a garage? You know, it's the Goldilocks house that everybody wants. So having said that, I just want to encourage you, if you're thinking of selling anytime in the next 24 months, you might want to get on the market now, only because there's still this shortage. And I don't know how long that's going to last. We are slowly getting more listings on the market. We still have a lot of deficit quantity to make up for. But yeah. And if we price it kind of in the middle, then I usually get scooped up fairly quickly. So it's interesting to see that the world is not falling apart in the housing market. Commercial, there's some dire predictions coming on the commercial market. We're going to dive into that in a different podcast because that could have an effect eventually on the residential. But right now, we've got a lot of the big players in the housing market saying that we're going to have either a stable, neutral market, or we're going to go up a sustainable 3-6%. And Southern Oregon's kind of famous for that anyway, because we are a destination location. So tiny bit of good news, or at least no more bad news. And we'll watch it. We'll watch it every week. That's what we do. And and I'm here to help you with your real estate, whether you're selling, buying, investing, whatever you're doing, I can help. Great with downsizers, upsizers, riverfront, rural property, first time home buyers. I can take care of your grandma and your kids on the same day. So give me a call, give me a text, 541-301-7980. And have a great week. We'll hope to have some more good news next week. Bye now.